Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And it's down to Dubuque filling in for Newell Norman today, tomorrow, and Friday. He's on his annual hunting trip. Good luck to Newell, and I hope he stays warm while he's doing it. We're talking a little baseball here. The LSU National Champions from 2023 will be kicking off the 2024 season in 29 days. They'll be taking on VMI. It's a home game in Baton Rouge, and from then on, it's wide open. Seems like it kind of slipped up on us, and it's time to talk more about it. And if you'd like to do that, we invite your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. Our guest is Hunt Palmer, LSU Sports Radio Network, midday host on ESPN in Baton Rouge, and arguably the most knowledgeable guy when it comes to LSU baseball around. Hunt, we kind of talked about the pitching. Let's talk about some of the position players. We're very strong at catcher with the three guys you mentioned. But, you know, got some really big shoes to fill. In the outfield, of course, Dylan Crews. We'll get to that in a minute. But on the infield, Jordan Thompson is gone, and I would have to say that was one of the most improved college baseball careers I've ever seen. He had some rough times, but he really came through last year. Also, Brandon Joubert is gone now. He played a little bit at third base, probably mostly in the outfield. And I got a question from a listener. Where is Gavin Guidry? So we talked about, you know, Tommy White, and there's still some other positions there to be filled. What's the infield going to look like for the Tigers?
Yeah, you're missing a lot of production there. Obviously, Cade Beloso moving on, who was huge for you last year. Gavin Dugas, a stalwart there on the team for 4 years and played a great second base for you last year. And Jordan Thompson, as you mentioned. At shortstop, they brought in a transfer from South Carolina named Michael Braswell, who was really highly thought of high school prospect. Had a pretty good freshman year at South Carolina. Last year, didn't hit very much, but he's a really good athlete and a pretty good defender. And Jay Johnson saw something in him when LSU played South Carolina in Columbia last year. And when he went to the transfer portal, they jumped on him pretty quickly. And Braswell had a great fall swinging the bat. They were really impressed with him. And he was so good that Jay Johnson said coming out of the fall, like, that's our shortstop, no questions asked. So he's won that spot. Second base, they've got some options over there. You mentioned Gavin Guidry. I don't think that's one right now. Gavin Guidry is going to be a pitcher for LSU for the foreseeable future. He was a really good hitter at Barb and the state player of the year, but he has not hit in two falls at LSU and then an early spring last year. So he factors more in as far as the bullpen goes. I think there's a real chance that Josh Pearson is the second baseman for LSU. Of course, he played left field last year, played some right field the year before that. He's been an outfielder in his time at LSU, but I think they think they can maximize themselves offensively by moving him into the infield. So that's the same thing they did with Gavin Dugas, who was an outfielder for a couple of years at LSU and moved into second base. I think you're going to see Josh Pearson there. And at first base, I think that's Jared Jones's job for right now, that Hayden Travinsky might play over there a little bit. I could see a situation where Jake Brown, talented left-handed pitcher and hitter, would play a little bit of first base, but I think he's probably headed for the outfield as a starter there. So I think you're probably looking at an opening day infield of Jared Jones at first, of Braswell at short, Tommy White at third, and then at second, Josh Pearson.
What happened last year to Jared Jones? He started off with a really good hitting streak, and then something happened. I don't know if it was a mental breakdown or some kind of problem with the team or coach, but he just seemed to fade away there for a while. What do you have any inside baseball, for lack of another term, of what happened to him?
Most of it was the inability to hit the breaking ball. They seems figured out that he was hitting fastballs about 400 feet off the scoreboard and was really struggling with the breaking ball. And the more they mixed that in, the more he struggled. But guys came on. They had to get Beloso in the lineup. And so that took a DH first base spot away. And they wanted to get Pearson in later on. He was giving them such good at bats. So they went that direction. And they just kind of ran out of spots to put him. Travinsky needed to play, and Malazzo was catching some. So he just kind of got squeezed out. It wasn't as if he just got totally benched. There were just some guys that were performing at a higher level. So that's if you look at his numbers from last year, he hit over 300 in SEC play. He hit a bunch of home runs, and that's a really good start for a freshman. So I think there's reason to believe he can be a really, really good offensive player for him. I believe the key to this team is going to be the way that the four rising sophomores, who are now sophomores, perform and step up their level of play, and that's Jared Jones, Paxton Kling, Brady Neal, and Ethan Frye, who's a guy that didn't play a ton last year. But if those four guys can have a strong progression from freshman to sophomore, that's where I think this team can take the next step. I don't have to worry about Tommy White. I'm not worried about Thatcher Hurd or Luke Holman. I don't expect anything crazy from Travinsky or Michael Braswell or even Mac Bingham. I think those guys are who they are. I think the high ceiling sophomores like Jared Jones are going to have to be the guys that make this team one of the best in the country.
Got it. I want to move on to the outfield here in a second, but I got a listener wants to know what's your opinion of freshman pitcher Cade Anderson this year.
Yeah, he's really talented, but he's just in the mix with a lot of talented pitchers and a lot of talented left-handers. LSU for years struggled to have lefties. It was like kind of Jared Poche and then maybe one a year. And this year they've got a ton of really talented left-handers. Gage Jump is a guy we've talked about. Obviously Nate Ackenhausen is back. Griffin Herring is back. They bring in a freshman by the name of Cam Johnson, who Perfect Game ranked as the best freshman to make it to campus in college baseball. And so those are all left-handed pitchers that are super talented. So is Cade Anderson. So I think he will. They play so many games early. They've got a couple of four-game weeks, some wraparound weekends, that they're going to play a lot of baseball in late February and early March. And Anderson will have his chance to get some innings. And if he performs well, I think you'll see Jay Johnson turn to him more. If there are some bumps in the road, there are just so many other guys that can take innings. We'll see. That's just the nature of being a pitcher at LSU this season.
The outfield. I don't know if I've ever seen a better collegiate player than Dylan Cruz was. I mean, the guy was phenomenal. I can't bring to mind anyone who I think would be better than him. But it looks like, if what you say is right, Josh Pearson moving to the infield, who does that leave out there? I mean, Paxton Kling had a good amount of playing time last year. But beyond those couple of guys, who do we expect to see out there?
So I think Kling will absolutely be out there, and I think Mac Bingham will absolutely be out there. And then the name that has surfaced from fall baseball that I did not expect, kind of the inverse of Gavin Guidry, is Jake Brown. When they signed Jake Brown last year as a freshman, I thought, all right, another really talented left-handed pitcher they brought in, which is true. He's a really talented left-handed pitcher, but he hit so well in the fall from the left side that they started saying, well, this may be a guy that we can plug in the outfield. They're looking for left-handed bats. If you look through the guys that are pretty well locked in to starting positions, Travinsky, Malazzo, Jared Jones, Mac Bingham, Michael Braswell, Tommy White, Paxton Kling, all those guys hit right-handed. So they're looking for left-handed bats. Brady Neal is one, and Jake Brown is one as well. And that's a guy that could factor in and should factor in pretty early as an outfielder. Ethan Frye is someone that they like in the outfield as well. And so that's probably the first four guys. If I had to bet right now, though, opening day would be Kling, Bingham, and Jake Brown in the outfield.
What about Mike Paul? They were real high on him as a freshman coming in, but I don't hear much about him lately.
Yeah, Mike Paul and Zeb Ruddle, a couple of left-handed hitter, scrappy outfielders. who are probably not the talent level, ceiling level guys like Paxton Kling or Jared Jones or Ethan Frye would be, but are certainly guys who, like I said, they're going to play a lot of baseball in the first 25 days of the season. And they'll get some opportunities, but I think those guys are depth pieces on this roster right now.
Very good. Stay with us, Hunt. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I want you to kind of give us your estimation of who the fear would be, the big guns in the SEC this year that will be also vying to head to the national championship, and also the portal, how in that, and also NIL, name, image, and likeness. How are those affecting LSU baseball? Hunt Palmer's our guest. If you want to talk with him or shoot us a text message, got a question about anything dealing with LSU baseball, he's here to handle it for you. 504-260-1870. We're back right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.